Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival's 2018 season opens June 20th. Earlier this year, the summer destination in Beckett, Massachusetts, announced its plan to become a year-round center for dance. WAMC spoke with director Pamela Tadji about the upcoming season.
Well, I think there's so much to highlight. We bring over 50 companies to Beckett for the annual festival this summer. I'm really excited about the international companies we have coming. We have six, a major world-class company from Israel, the Bat Sheva Company, but the Bat Sheva Young Ensemble will be with us, along with the Royal Danish Ballet. The artistic director of the Royal Danish Ballet, believe it or not, is an alum of the school at Jacob's Pillow, and we're just so excited to welcome him back to our campus this summer.
Jacob's Pillow gets people from around the globe. I mean, Belgium, Australia, France, Spain, and Scotland are also on that international list. How does your organization draw so much attention?
I think that we can't underestimate the power of this name. For 85 years, this summer will be our 86th summer. This is the place to come if you're an international company and you want to be introduced to United States audiences. So many international companies have made their U.S. debuts at the Pillow, and it's one of those votes of confidence for a company that is not only important here in the U.S., but it's very important in their home countries as well.
So what live music and live performances excite you most?
I think the work that is really, for me, one of the most seamless integrations of music and dance is a piece by Ronald K. Brown, Evidence Company, based in Brooklyn, working with Arturo O'Farrell, who is a Grammy Award-winning Afro-Cuban jazz artist. They basically conceived of this work together, and you're going to see in the Ted Shawn Theater the power of this Afro-Cuban dance form it's a contemporary dance, American dance. It's informed by Afro-Cuban rhythms together with some just astonishing jazz music that I think we're just so lucky to have these artists coming together in one place. So, yeah, that's the one I'm most excited about. We have Ragamala Dance from Minneapolis. This is an Indian Bharatanatyam company that performs with an Iraqi composer who he's a jazz trumpeter. So you have makam, the sounds of makam, as well as jazz with the Indian dance. It's the kind of world fusion that I love, as well as the company Eastman from Belgium that represents on stage. We will have a Congolese musician, a Korean musician. It's just that kind of fusion work, that kind of global conversation that I think we need to see in our world and on stage, and I'm just delighted that we'll have manifestations of that on the Pillow stage this summer.
Jacob's Pillow announced its Vision 22 strategic five-year plan in June of this year. How did that strategic plan help you choose what to bring on stage for next year?
One of the pillars of Vision 22 is our commitment to developing new work for the field, for American repertoire, for the world repertoire. And what you're going to see on stage is actually four works that came through our Pillow Lab, which is our year-round center for new work development that we inaugurated this past September. So the Ron Brown, Arturo O'Farrell collaboration was born in the Pillow Lab, as well as Efrat Asheri's dance piece, which is, she's actually also of Israeli origin, based in Brooklyn. She's a B-girl, a house dancer who's created a work with Brazilian music called Odeon. She's actually had two residencies in the Pillow Lab and will have another technical residency at Mass MoCA in April before she premieres the work at the Pillow in June. I think that I would just say that we have three premier ballet companies coming this summer. We have, for those that love ballet, and we have a good constituency in Berkshire County that do, we have the Houston Ballet, who, believe it or not, hasn't been to the Pillow in 39 years, so we're welcoming them back with a work by their artistic director, Stanton Welch, as well as a work by Trey McIntyre. And then we have Daniel Ulbricht, who's a New York City Ballet principal, who's put together the Stars of American Ballet to present an all Jerome Robbins evening. This is the centenary of the birth of Jerome Robbins, and we will be celebrating that with an evening of work of his, including works composed by Leonard Bernstein, who is also celebrating his centenary, and Tanglewood is the anchor of a major worldwide celebration of Bernstein. So we are tying into that centenary as well with that work.
That's Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival director Pamela Tadji speaking. The Pillow's 2018 season runs from June 20th to August 26th.